Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he's had enough. And so this week he filed a lawsuit against the state legislature, saying Republicans are holding hostage pay raises for tens of thousands of UW state employees. We should note, PBS Wisconsin is part of UW-Madison. Senior political reporter Zach Schultz has more.
Earlier this month, the Republican-led Joint Committee on Employment Relations, co-chaired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, signed off on raises for all state workers, except employees of the Universities of Wisconsin. It was the last straw for Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
The Republicans decided that 35,000 people that work for the UW system shouldn't get a raise without having any legislation that gives them that authority. That's just bull. And so that was the defining moment right there.
The raises were already approved in the state's biennial budget. The lawsuit, brought by Attorney General Josh Call on behalf of the governor, alleges this and other actions by GOP-led committees are violating the Wisconsin Constitution and intruding into executive powers. Evers further says Republican legislators are unconstitutionally obstructing basic functions of government. Other alleged violations from Republican-controlled committees include the Joint Committee on Finance has repeatedly blocked conservation projects selected under the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program, and the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules is blocking updates to the state's commercial building standards and ethics standards for licensed professionals.
There's nothing in law or the budget that was passed, which is law, to say that the Speaker or the Republicans in general leadership can say, well, that 4%, you're not going to get it, or you might get it if you do X, Y, and Z. None of that's in law. So that is an illegal act, and so that pushed me over the edge. I mean, the other issues, you know, I do believe it's just a further effort that started before I became governor with the lame duck law and all the things that they've done about not approving my appointees or not, you know, all of that. It's all part of it. But when you mess with 35,000 people at one time, that's enough.
Are you looking for the Supreme Court, if they take this case, to make a broad ruling, or would you be satisfied if they issued a narrow ruling, specifically on UW employees or JCRAW or any of the other committees?
I think the legislature would be, it'd be helpful for the legislature to have a broad idea of what their authority is and what's mine. That would be the best of all alternatives. But we have to, you know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we pay people what they should be paid. So I think the best alternative would be a broad sweeping thing saying, this is what your job is, this is what the governor's job is, start behaving.
You mentioned the lame duck laws, and some of these actions you're referring to came out of the lame duck laws. So is this, in effect, another lawsuit attempt to relitigate some of those issues that were passed into law under the previous administration?
Yeah, I mean, because of that actions, we've always felt that they are wrongheaded. And so if we have to make some changes, that's fine. I think broadly speaking, the way the Republicans have essentially taken more and more power over time from the executive branch, we have to stop that, and we have to understand that they're co-equal parts of government, the judicial, executive, and legislative, and that's the way it's supposed to work. It's not working that way now.
Would you have filed this lawsuit under a different makeup of the Supreme Court?
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, gosh, yes. I think we're going to get more than 4 votes on this one. I mean, people should be able to understand that there is broad, there is the authority in all 3 branches. So at court, absolutely, this recent thing, whether the new judge is there or not, that's irrelevant to this. We would have filed that regardless.
Speaker Voss said in a statement, today's lawsuit by Governor Evers and Attorney General Call is an attempt to eliminate the 4% raises given to all state employees by the legislature. And Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said, the governor is working to diminish the voice of Wisconsinites by limiting the authority of the legislature and unduly strengthening his own administration.
you have dealt with the legislature and rules even as your time as superintendent of public instruction. How long-standing are some of these issues when it comes to the balance of power between the executive and the legislature?
Yeah, I'd say it accelerated with my election. I think it's always a little bit of a issue going forward, but because it's just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, it became a thing, and we have to deal with it. So I'm glad we filed this suit, and we anticipate winning this suit.
A year ago, you were talking about a reset with Republicans in the legislature. Since then, they have voted down your appointees, and you filed this lawsuit. Was a reset ever realistic? Was it always going to be limited, or is it just the current state of politics?
It's the current state of politics, but we passed the budget. I signed the budget, where we brought shared revenue to Milwaukee and other places across the state, every municipality. So we've had some successes, but what we can't stand for is people not following the law and following what we've agreed to. And we did not agree to what the speaker is doing now.
All right, Governor Evers, thanks for your time.
Thank you, appreciate it.